The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A series of murder cold cases across Europe are being reinvestigated by Interpol. The new initiative builds on an Identify Me appeal, which was launched last year, which saw some 1,800 tips received from the public. I'm joined for more on this by Europe correspondent Jack Parrock. Jack, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Where did this initiative come from?
Well, it came from Interpol itself, frankly. The thing that Interpol does is they have these black notices, which is when unidentified bodies are circulated, but they're circulated among police forces. So Interpol will say a case in the Netherlands, they'll tell the rest of the European countries about it to see if that case and that body can be identified. But what they did last year was to release the information about a number of these bodies to the public, to go public, to see if anybody recognized any of the people from cases dating back 40 years in some cases. And one of them, a case that was here in Belgium, in Antwerp, the body of a British woman who's been identified as Rita Roberts was identified because of a tattoo that she had. And so what they're doing again now, they have 46 bodies unidentified women, and they're doing this campaign. They're pushing it forward into the second stage to try to find out who some of these women were, to identify them.
Why only women?
I think it's just predominantly because most of the bodies that have been found in this sense have been women, and they're looking to try and, you know, bring about an end to the sort of double injustice, the acts of violence against women, and then the lack of identification of their bodies.
Now, the circumstances under which these women died, I mean, are they all definitively murder cases, or could some of them be accidents?
We don't know all of the details of the murders. The police and Interpol are sort of relatively cautious about releasing those details. They say because there could be sort of false perpetrators claiming them. But the understanding is that most of them are murder cases. The way that the women are identified is very interesting. Things like the woman in the dam, the woman in the muse, the woman with artificial nails, the woman with the cane. This is how each of these cases is identified across a number of countries: Germany, Belgium, France, Italy, Spain, and the Netherlands. And so the suggestion is that all of these cases, predominantly, we understand there were acts of violence, but that doesn't mean for certain. The truth is we don't know what happened to many of those women. Even in the case of Rita Roberts, who was identified, we still don't know what happened to her exactly. And we still don't know, you know, who the perpetrator of her murder was.
She became known as the woman with a flower tattoo.
She did indeed, and there are other tattoos in this set of identifying profiles of these people. The woman with the panther and scorpion tattoos, for instance. Some of them are harder to find, though. A lot of the cases, for instance, there's one from 1982 where the remains of that body are no longer available to police forces. And that's why they're trying to go back to this sort of base level evidence. There's a lot of pictures, you know, the drawing mock-ups of the faces of how these women would have looked, so that people can try and find them. All of this information has been sort of behind closed doors amongst police investigators, and now it's being made public. And they're really, really hoping that this will successfully identify some of the people. The case of Rita Roberts has really put an end to the suffering, decades-long suffering of her family. They are obviously pleased to know what happened to her, even though they don't know exactly what happened to her. And the point is that in this case is to try and give other families that kind of relief too.
Now, what is known of the last movements of Rita Roberts? I mean, where do the family think she was? Do they know she was in Belgium?
All of this information, the family have been very, very reluctant to come out too much and say too much about it, because they're still continuing. It's still an open criminal investigation. So even though the body is found, they don't want to give out the additional information that could prevent a perpetrator from being caught.
Now, one of the complexities of all of this is that, and I think Rita Roberts' case demonstrates this very clearly, people do travel. And, you know, friends, relatives, family don't necessarily know where people are. I mean, someone heads off interrailing and heaven knows where they might end up.
And this is exactly it. As the world has opened up, there's lots more people that travel all over the world, like you say, and especially in the European Union, where there's freedom of movement in the Schengen area, and police forces are really a national competence. And while there is Europol, which is the European Police Information Sharing Service, and Interpol, the international one, it's clear, I think what we're seeing from cases like this, that the need for cross-border shares of information and for people to be willing to open up a little bit more those informations, that hopefully some of these cases can be solved. The interesting thing is that the public are highly engaged through TV shows and stuff like that, really highly engaged in these kind of cases. There is a lot of sort of keyboard detectives that like picking up on this kind of thing.
Yeah, and these sort of only murders in the building syndrome. There are the dangers, of course, of false narratives coming about, where people pretend they're being helpful, but in fact are simply red herrings or imagination.
Exactly. There are lots of concerns, and that's why we don't get too much information about the cases. We get basically a picture, a description of what they know of the body and the people, and perhaps why that woman was in that area at that time, and nothing more. We also don't know what the police in the individual countries where the bodies were found, what leads they have on potential perpetrators. They may be close to actually knowing who a perpetrator is, even if they don't know who the body was. So it's a real mix across the 46 cases of the instances of the bodies. But they're really hoping, like I say, that this can you know, create more of an atmosphere, not only to find the bodies, but also of sort of collaborative policing in the European Union,
and bring some sort of conclusion to the grieving families who've lost family members. Jack, thank you very much for joining us. That's Europe correspondent Jack Parra.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.